The two candidates for mayor of Boston are offering visions of two completely different cities. At a debate last night, sponsored by Channel 2, Mayor Marty Walsh and City Councilor Tito Jackson sparred again over affordable housing, economic disparity, and race. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks was there for their final debate before Election Day.
Incumbent Marty Walsh made a case for a thriving city under his stewardship. His challenger, Tito Jackson, found multiple ways to say Boston works well for some, but leaves too many people behind. So they disagreed on just about everything, including what to do about the high cost of housing, which a recent WBUR poll identified as the top issue for Boston voters. Here's Tito Jackson.
Well, it's because the city of Boston is building way more luxury housing than actual affordable housing under the Walsh administration.
As Mayor Jackson says he would abolish the Boston Planning and Development Agency, which he calls undemocratic, and increase the percentage of affordable housing in which the city invests.
50% of people make $35,000 or less. So the housing that Mayor Walsh is building that he says is affordable is not affordable for the people who actually need it.
Just to set the record straight here a little bit, we don't build luxury housing. Developers do. Private developers build luxury housing.
Walsh insists he is increasing the affordable housing stock. His administration has sped up the permitting process, and in the last 3 years, more than 13,000 new housing units have been built, many of them for low and middle-income residents.
We've invested over the last 3 years $100 million into affordable housing, and we constantly, this wasn't being built before. We weren't seeing private developers building moderate low-income housing in the past, and we're seeing in that area today, but we still have more work to do.
The candidates also clashed on the issue of race. Moderator Jim Browdy brought up an accusation Jackson made in their last debate in Roxbury. Talking about racial tensions at the Boston Latin School, Jackson said the mayor actually didn't believe that Black Lives Matter.
So does he not believe that Black Lives Matter?
You know what?
You said it, not me.
Well, you know what the issue is? Whether or not he believes it or not, it's about his actions. And that's what this administration has had an issue with.
Jackson faulted the mayor for ordering studies on issues around race rather than trying to resolve them. And he criticized Walsh for dismissing a report by the NAACP that gave the mayor low marks for responding to deep-rooted racial disparities in Boston.
In Boston, a white family is worth $247,500. A black family is worth $8. In my district alone, from Back Bay to Roxbury, there's a 33-year difference in life expectancy. The real issue and the proof is actually in the pudding.
Walsh acknowledges that racial disparities remain entrenched in Boston, but he says these are challenges that go back generations and that he has a record of taking them on.
Since I've been mayor and before I was mayor, I've never backed away on the question of race and making sure that we work on income inequality and racism in our city of Boston. We've made great gains in our city in a lot of different ways.
Walsh took credit for, among other things, expanding diversity in City Hall, among public school teachers, and on the police force. But again and again, Jackson attacked, hitting Walsh for pursuing the Olympics and IndyCar racing at the expense of working people, for offering tax breaks to GE, but not enough money to the schools. Walsh pushed back and took credit for new jobs, more housing, fewer homeless, and a AAA bond rating. By the end of the evening, the race remained where it was at the start, an uphill climb for Tito Jackson, who, according to a number of polls, is running far behind a popular mayor. Walsh has been endorsed by the Boston Globe and Herald, as well as by Senator Elizabeth Warren. Speaking to a crush of reporters after the debate, Jackson expressed frustration and blamed the press.
I believe that we have run a strong campaign. I believe that you guys haven't covered it in the proper way. I believe that we need a press who's going to make us sit down and have these conversations. And I don't believe the press has actually done that.
Jackson wanted more debates, but the Walsh campaign said two was enough. So last night was likely their last face-to-face showdown before Election Day. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.